Bernie Sanders, GOP must decide if it's an authoritarian party built on conspiracy theories and violence. By Hannah Blow on February 2, 2021. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, lectured Republicans on Monday, presenting them with an analysis of the direction of the party as a whole and declaring that they must decide, once and for all, if they are an authoritarian party driven by conspiracy theories and violence or a conservative party functioning within a democratic society. The Republican Party has a fundamental decision to make. Will it be a conservative party functioning within a democratic society? The Vermont lawmaker asked. Or will it be an authoritarian party built upon the big lie, conspiracy theories and violence? He continued, concluding that it cannot be both. Sanders' warning coincides with mounting critiques from Democrats, many of whom continue to blame former President Trump, as well as certain GOP lawmakers, for the January 6 Capitol protest which occurred as members of Congress gathered to certify the electoral vote. 1 week later, the Democrat-led House impeached the former president for incitement of insurrection. Others, primarily far-left members of the squad, are continuing to demand Senators Ted Cruz, RTX, and Josh Hawley, RMO, to resign, asserting that they, too, encouraged the siege by raising concerns over the results of the election in disputed states. Notably, the 79-year-old senator did not offer the same analysis to the Democrat Party last year as Black Lives Matter and Antifa protests dominated major cities across the nation for months on end. Some Democrat politicians, such as Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, D., even joined the protests, which were largely hallmarked by rioting, looting, and violence against law enforcement. Sanders did not specify what authoritarian streaks he believes the Republican Party is exhibiting, but the mention of violence is likely a reference to the January 6 riot. However, an analysis of dozens of initial arrestees at the protest revealed that non-voters and registered Democrats were among the rioters. Nonetheless, the House impeached Trump, concluding that he effectively incited his supporters to engage in lawless deeds. Trump did not encourage violence during his speech earlier that day and repeatedly called for peace as the events unfolded. The Senate impeachment trial, which Senator Rand Paul, RKY, has branded dead on arrival, is slated to begin next week.